and it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, Arts and Entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. On this edition of the program, we're going to be hearing about REACH, an artist residency program, and we'll get more on that. But with that, first, welcoming Danielle Giudice Wallace and Daniel Goman. Thanks for joining me on this.
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for having us.
So before going into the real thrust of this conversation, let's get a bit about each of you as far as where you are or where you come from with regard to, let's say, the arts in general. Daniel, let's start with you.
Well, I'm the executive director of the Artlands, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Redlands. We primarily serve the Inland Empire, Coachella Valley, and the High Desert areas. My background is that I went to film school at UC Riverside for their film and visual culture program, and I graduated in 2007, and basically after that worked in the film and TV industry for a while, and then was not satisfied, and I just started doing my own art on the side, and then it just evolved into putting on shows with other creatives, and then it turned into Artlands.
Was it more of a film nature primarily?
Yeah, I went to school for film and visual culture, and then after that, I ended up working at ABC News at a news affiliate, and then worked for Technicolor for many years.
Okay. Danielle, how about you? You're a friend, you're a sculptor. You're a sculptor.
Yeah, I'm not a sculptor.
That would rock.
I am a visual artist. That's my background, but I wound up, as many do, in arts administration because it sometimes pays better than the art world. And so besides being an arts administrator, I've also taught adjunct art classes, various colleges around the area. I do my own work as an artist, but I'm also involved in a lot of different community art projects and a lot of social engagement type work where I've done environmentally focused work with Redlands Conservancy, where I'm engaging the public about different environmental issues through the arts. That's kind of how I came to REACH.
This is under several organizations, or there's an umbrella within the organization, so let's tackle this bit by bit. Daniel, you touched briefly on the Artlands Creative, your executive officer. You started this, right?
Yes.
All right, tell me a little bit more about it. Again, we touched on it, but can you flesh that out a little bit more, what its purpose was, when it got started, what you have done and are hoping to do, perhaps, even?
So the Artlands started in 2018. At the time, I was working in marketing for a big publishing company, and I was just starting to do my own art on the side. You know, I felt like what I was doing wasn't very creative. It was sort of like a factory in some ways. So I just started doing art for myself. And then through that process, I did an art show at the local coffee shop at the time in Redlands. It was Augie's, which was where a lot of creatives used to hang out at Augie's. But I just asked them, hey, can I put my art up on the walls? And then they let me do that. And then I finally came back and was like, can I put a group show together? And then they allowed me to do that. So we just called it the Artlands. That was like the first show. It was like supposed to be like a pop-up show. From that, we got offers to do more group shows. And then we did the Redlands Art Walk. And we did just a bunch of events that were pop-ups. And then we had the opportunity to take over the lease for a gallery space in downtown Redlands. We did that and then became a nonprofit through fiscal sponsorship. We did this for a couple of years, just doing art shows at the gallery and then also still doing pop-up shows out in the community. In 2022, we merged with another nonprofit that did very similar work, and a friend of mine ran that, and we merged into one. It was the Coachella Valley Art Scene out in Palm Springs, and we made it like a cross-regional nonprofit that works in the desert and then in the Inland Empire.
And that's what is now called Artlands Coachella Valley?
Yeah, Artlands Coachella Valley is the Coachella Valley Art Scene. All their social media is under Artlands Coachella Valley now. We just changed the name so it's not so geographically bound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way cool. Talking about the gallery, I went to the website, which is simply theartlands.org. So for the Artlands Gallery and Shop in Redlands, I was looking at the pictures, trying to get a beat on where exactly this is. Maybe around the corner from the vault or
it's
something like that?
Two doors down from the vault in the Fox Theater building, basically the same building as Bricks and Birch in the vault. And
okay. There's just, a couple of doors down. There's the side entrance or exit from the vault, but there's sort of a narrow space where you can look in, and I think that's the one. Okay.
Yep. We're a long, narrow space.
Oh, but you can get a lot in there. Again, just go to the website, and again, that is simply theartlands.org. Okay, one other, La Matadora.
Yeah, so at the same time in 2022 when we merged with Coachella Valley Art Scene, La Matadora Gallery was founded by Kalina Hake, and she's a friend of mine from the high desert. And she was looking to become a nonprofit to try to find funding because her space is really a community space for the high desert. So we just basically signed her as a fiscally sponsored project of the Artlands. So we've been working together ever since. We share artists. I mean, she still completely curates that gallery on her own, but they are fiscally sponsored through the Artlands.
Okay. And so this is pretty much the same as what it was. It's just now that there's the Artlands name attached to it, there's more, I suppose, crossover potential as far as artists knowing about other artists or events or whatever the case
exactly.
is.
And then, I mean, we've incorporated some of her work into Reach, into other programs that we do. So we work together across the whole nonprofit as
All
well.
Right. Now, we will get to Reach. I keep on teasing that out, but it seems like there's one more here. Tell us about Arts in California Parks, what this is, because this ties into where we're actually trying to get to here.
So Arts in California Parks is a grant program that just came out a few years ago. They're a collaborative with California Arts Council, Parks California, and California State Parks. And so they got together and decided, we want to see arts and parks. We want to see people engaging with each other and with their communities and with the natural landscape. So they put out this grant, and we had been working on a project for quite a while, and it was sort of a natural fit with their call.
Phenomenal. Man, it's great to hear of organizations reaching out to people saying, we'd like to have more arts in the region. That's just great. Okay, we're getting to the real reason for this, and that is REACH. This is an acronym for Regional Eco Arts Community Hub. And through that, we'll get to a call for artists with a deadline of December 14th. Let's hear about REACH, what this is.
REACH is an environmentally focused, work-only artists and writers-in-residence program with a community garden space attached to the site in Redlands. So we have two sites for the program. There's a lot of kind of moving parts to the program. The writers and artists-in-residence, they'll be in residence for 1 month, and we'll have 4 months of residencies running March through June. And so each artist will be there for a month, and they'll be required as part of that month to do 2 public-facing programs. So they'll be choosing an environmental issue to work with and then presenting that in some kind of public way, presenting their research or their work or their writing, or it could be a performance. It's really open to all disciplines. We're looking forward to seeing the applications and seeing who's applying and what we get. So it's a big question right now in terms of what kind of programming we're going to have.
I guess a lot of that would depend on what type of artists you get. If you get nothing but, whatever, photographers, then you certainly won't have whatever, this kind of thing. But on the other hand, I mean, so it could be workshops that they present, or it could be a performance. There's a lot of ways that this could manifest.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is a sort of a social practice residency. So we're looking for people that have been working with ecological issues, or we're looking for people that have already been doing work in the community to kind of come in and do this kind of work at the two sites that we have chosen for the public-facing program. And those sites are Sylvan Park in Redlands and the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve in Morongo Valley.
The community garden, is that in Sylvan Park?
That will be in Sylvan Park. So it's yet to be established.
Okay. Is that something that we know for sure is in place? I know there's a lot of hoops and hurdles. It takes a long time to get things going. But is this in place? Do we know that,
knock on wood,
it continues?
We believe that it's in place. We still have to go to City Council in Redlands to get the final approval. But we're working with a site just north of the Rose Garden in Sylvan Park. Okay. And we'll be taking out the water-intensive turf and replacing it with drought-tolerant plantings and also some edible gardens.
Oh, really cool. Nice. I believe I read somewhere that not only will it be people directly involved with Reach or with Artlands, not only these folks, but also University of Redlands students are going to be involved in this also, I think, helping to design and plant this garden.
Yes, we actually have a community garden meeting with the students after our interview today, where we're asking students for input in garden design and just kind of getting involved in the program, whether it's growing seeds into starts that we can then plant in the garden, working with us to solicit donations for tools or soil or mulch or trees. They could help to document the project. So we'll be making a documentary as part of our grant.
Cool.
And we do have a videographer who's working on that, but having that kind of extra footage from students or like photographs, writing, drawing. So we're hoping to bring in a number of different things.
Must be like one of those rock videos where it's like, okay, everybody get your cell phone out. We're going to use your stuff. Do it.
Yeah.
Help us. Now, this brings us to yet another organization that's involved, the Inland Empire Resource Conservation District. They are a part of this very specifically, right?
Yeah, they're really helping us establish this garden. We met with them last week, and they've been a longtime supporter of this, providing letters of support to our grantors. And so what they're going to be doing is they came out to look at the site, and we talked about different design aspects. They're going to be donating some soil, some plants, and some irrigation tubing, which will really help us out.
With regard to the community garden, it's going to be in Sylvan Park, as we mentioned. You have some students involved and some very specific interns that are helping out on this.
Yes, we're working with the Community Service Learning Department at the University of Redlands, so we will have an intern from CSL. We also have a number of other partnerships, including the Redlands Conservancy. We'll be having a culminating exhibition at the Assistencia in September with their help. And Landia is also working with us, and they'll be helping with jurying the writers. And then the City of Redlands, of course, has been helping out, and the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve. So a number of partners who've been really supportive and critical to the project.
That's fantastic that we have so many people and organizations individually and collectively come together for this wonderful new collective.
And IERCD, Inland Empire Resource Conservation District.
You mentioned the documentary. There's also, from what I understand, I hope this is still in the works, there's going to be a limited edition print publication as well.
Yeah, we're going to have a limited edition print, probably 200 copies. It'll be a collation of all the materials from the artists and writers in residence. Daniel, do you want to talk a little bit more about this?
Well, I mean, Artlands also publishes. That's another project we started in COVID. When we couldn't do art shows, we started a publishing company. So a lot of the artists, we had to cancel their opening receptions because of COVID, because I know how to do page layout through a previous position. So I was like, well, let's make a book instead of the art show. And that kept us going, basically, during the pandemic. And then we just kept the publishing going after the pandemic. So it's just lived on. So we were doing more art books, poetry. And that pretty much sums it up. But we're going to do this for Reach and put it out under our publishing branch.
You know, you had mentioned, I think, the years earlier, but I didn't do the math properly. You are one of the groups that got going right when COVID really started. I mean, it's okay, we're ready to launch. Okay, we've launched, and now it's COVID, and now we can't do anything. So, you know, this may be a bit of a sidebar, but going from a place where I suppose you were looking at very public things with people gathered and not 6 feet apart, it was before we even had to consider social distancing or anything like that. So, how did that come to be as far as, you know, you had to develop, we've got to do something, and so then you came up with the idea of the book or the publication instead?
It was definitely hard. We started in September of 2018 as a pop-up. We had the gallery start in May of 2019. So we were going, and at the time we kind of were like a newer thing for the Inland Empire, so we actually started to get a lot of momentum and a lot of people coming to our events. And literally we did in March of 2020 our opening reception, and then like I think that Monday or Tuesday they closed everything. And all the momentum kind of felt like it was taken out. We couldn't do events. We couldn't even really open the doors. So what we did was the publishing, and then to fund it, we were having the artists do t-shirt designs and selling stuff online. And literally a group of us were like, if they were local orders, just delivering it to people's houses and dropping it off instead of mailing it. So we were just all hands on deck trying to keep it going. So that's how we kept going. But
I think, gosh, trying to deliver the t-shirts or the books or whatever the case is, that would have been refreshing for people finally being able to get out of the house for any reason, really. This is really cool. It ended up being something that maybe you wouldn't have even considered had you not been forced into, okay, what are we going to do now kind of thing.
Definitely a possibility. I feel like I would have arrived at it eventually just because I was kind of into publishing and media and stuff, but it definitely made it a first priority when that happened.
Yeah. That's Daniel Goman along with Danielle Giudice Wallace talking about the Artlands Creative and Reach, an environmentally focused, community-based, work-only artist residency program, and a call for artists which will lead to a paid residency with a studio space and will include and culminate in showings, readings, and other performances, as well as a book. I mentioned the website a couple of times. We'll get it again at the end of the program, theartlands.org. There's a place where you can purchase, I believe, T-shirts, a listing for classes. Talk to us about what one can find if they just go to the website.
On the website, we have our events, and then we also have our web store. We have merchandise, which kind of changes. We just do limited run of different T-shirts designed. So whatever shirt's on there now, we don't usually reprint them. Sometimes we do, but mostly they're just one run and they're gone and we get a new design. And then, you know, our books, all the artwork that we have in the gallery on the walls is on the website right now. So if you're looking at artwork, we have our current show, which has artists from 8 different countries in it. We have a lot of local art, but we also bring in more established artists to the Inland Empire to show here. And we try to bring different programming from all over. So we have 8 different countries represented in the current exhibition that's going on.
How did that even happen? This small, relatively new organization in Redlands, how did you end up with people from all over the world?
Again, it's just been a group project, and we've made a lot of connections through shows. The current show is curated by Zara Kand and Michael Goldbranson. Zara's from the High Desert, but she's a writer, and she meets a lot of artists through writing, so that's how she kind of sourced her group that she curated into the show. And then Michael represents some artists from the UK. He's a resident of Redlands, so we connected that way. So we've just met a lot of different people over the years and kind of have been using those connections to bring different types of programming to Redlands.
We're talking about, for the most part, REACH, which is Regional Eco Arts Community Hub. And this is going to be a residency for artists, artists of a variety of types and creative disciplines. This could be visual, literary, performing arts. So REACH will select 4 artists and 4 writers for this one-month work-only residency scheduled March till June of 2026. There's going to be a stipend and a studio for 4 weeks. People have until December 14th for their application. Is this a submission of a portfolio? Is it just maybe a statement of interest or of intent? What is a person going to go through to get their stuff in on time? They don't want to wait until the last day.
No, don't wait till the last day. We did try to make the application quite accessible at the artlands.org website at the REACH tab. And there's a fillable Google form on that. If you don't have a Gmail address, we can send you the fillable PDF application that you can send in to the email reach@theartlands.org. What we're asking on the application is we're asking a little bit about your background, how you've worked with community before, how you've engaged with the environment and past work. We do ask for a website for visual artists or work samples. For writers, we're asking for 6 pages of sample writing. And then for performing artists, we're asking for digital video links. And again, I think across the board, we've seen a lot of interest in the arts, looking at environmental issues, climate issues, and we're really open to folks examining those issues and digging deeper and then bringing that to the public in a way that's really engaging, getting people to think about what's going on locally, environmentally, and how can we make an impact personally to improve things.
Excellent. Again, there's going to be 2 locations where the residencies and the public programming will be taking place, one in the city of Redlands, the other in the Morongo Basin. This will be at the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve. Will it be at the Artlands Gallery in Redlands, or where will that residency take place? Or do you even know yet?
So we are working with the university. We've been talking to them about providing studio space for the artist or writer in residence. So we'll have a space based at the university close by to the garden site.
It's already paint splattered. They don't have to worry about keeping it clean if they get the space.
Yeah, actually it will be in the old art building.
Perfect. I would rather go into a very used space than something pristine and we have to worry about, oh yeah, that first coffee stain was mine, yeah. Yeah, that happened in this building, right about where you're sitting, as a matter of fact. By the way, I like REACH. I mean, I admire a good logo or a good design of this, that, or the other, but I really like REACH in that it's not only an acronym which spells a word, but it's a word which resonates. You know, depending on the meaning, one might infer this can reach this person. I hope to reach different things. So I'm curious, was this a case of having a word, like REACH, for example, in mind and then coming up with the name of the program? Or was it developing the name of the program so that it would have a cool, resonating acronym? Maybe this chicken and egg sort of developed at the same time.
Actually, the name Reach came from one of the community members who was working with us early on. She came forward with it, and we thought it sounded like a good acronym. I don't know where she came up with it, whether it was the acronym or the word. Originally, it was going to be Redlands Eco Arts Community Home. And as we've expanded the program through a lot of the community engagement we did, we decided to broaden that, and we made it Regional Eco Arts Community Hub because we felt like we're trying to establish these two different hubs, one in the high desert and one in Redlands.
Gosh, and so you're developing it more, which means, oh, we need something new for the E part. Okay, but it still has to say Reach. Okay, how can we?
Exactly. And we joked about, you know, keep changing the name to mean different things.
It can be whatever you want it to be. It's just, you know. No.
Oh, perfect. Oh, wow.
We like the flexibility.
Yeah.
It's art, man. You apply your own meaning to it.
Exactly.
Is Reach, by the way, something which was developed and implemented solely for this residency program? Or is it something that remains in place as maybe the hub or wing underneath or within Artlands for developing residency programs?
Well, we want to sustain it. So mm-hmm. This is basically the pilot year. Last year, we did a planning grant. So we were funded through Arts in California Parks for the planning grant. We did a lot of community engagement. We talked about different spaces in Redlands. We wound up expanding that into the Morongo Basin. And so after getting that implementation grant, you know, this year, this is like the pilot project, proof of concept. And at the end of this year, we'll be able to apply for funding again from Arts in California Parks. And it's really something we'd like to sustain and see move forward and expand.
Okay. So at this point, we hope to be able to do it next year. And I imagine this being met with nothing but success and something that people would be eager to be a part of just to see it succeed.
We've gotten a lot of very positive feedback, and just at the granting level, like they had over 200 applications and they only funded 35, and we were one of the 35.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Do you have a lot of applications in so far?
We do have a number of applications so far. I think as artists, a lot of people wait until the deadline to turn their application in. So we're kind of expecting a rush toward the end.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of questions and emails. People are thinking about what they're going to submit.
Yeah, and we did do a webinar also just recently, and that's recorded and on the website, just to walk through the application and take questions at the end. So that's posted on the website.
Don't wait till the last day. You're going to find out that maybe you need time to get your video together, or you need to gather these materials, or whatever the case is. So contact them sooner rather than later to give yourself more time to get your materials ready.
Yeah, and if you have questions, feel free to reach out, no pun intended, at reach@theartlands.org.
reach@theartlands.org. Again, the applications, they've been open since the first week or so of November, but going through December 14th. And again, it's all mediums, all creative disciplines. And I don't want to have misspoken this. We're not looking for just four people. There's four artists of a variety of types and four writers. So this is a total of eight.
Correct. We'll be funding eight artists and writers. So four artists, four writers. Four of the residencies will take place in Redlands, and the other four will take place in the Morongo Valley. The studio site for each place is in relative proximity to the site where we're going to have the public engagement work. So University of Redlands for the Sylvan Park site, and we've got a spot now in Yucca Valley for the Morongo Valley site. So each artist or writer will have the opportunity to host two public engagement events. We're looking at one around the second week of their residency and one the last Saturday of the residency. But there's probably going to be a little bit of flexibility needed there.
And we're looking at spring of next year at this point.
And we're looking at weather, too.
Oh, yeah, true, true.
These will all be outside.
You know, we mentioned several organizations, or maybe it's just the wing within the organization or the umbrella or anything. But anything coming up for Artlands, you know, beyond this, we're looking at Reach. I know this is the pilot, the inaugural for this. And knock on wood, I hope this goes wonderfully and it continues. Anything else for Artlands in the near future or next year or maybe even just one of those as a bucket list kind of thing, something that you'd like to get to?
Well, the first Saturday of every month, we have the opening of our new art exhibition, which will be coming up on December 6th. We have Yuki Toy as our next artist, who's a professor at Crafton Hills College. She does life drawing, like human anatomy art. So that's going to be our next exhibition. We also pair that with a night market on Vine Street in Cajon in Redlands, where we have vendors during the art opening. And then we also do an after party at the Vault, where we're booking music now on the first Saturdays for the Vault. So if you come out, we'll have good music and vendors at the opening of our new show. So that's every first Saturday in Redlands. And then we're starting back up with the Coachella Valley programming. Also, we're doing an event at Las Palmas Brewing in Palm Springs on December 10th. It's like a crafting art night where people can hang out and make holiday gifts and build community around art and making things.
This is a drinking and drawing event?
I mean, it's multiple crafts. Okay. We're going to have our button makers, so you can collage different things and you can cut it out and make it into a button, like a pin. You know, there's going to be other crafts from different artists that are going to come help us.
So one more time, the deadline is December 14th, and people can get more information by just going to the website, theartlands.org. Directly there, theartlands.org/reach. Email, it's reach@theartlands.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay, beautiful. Danielle, I thought that was a typo when I first got the email. Seriously, thanks for coming. This is not just a cool opportunity, something cool for people to see in the near future, but for people to be able to participate in. And I really hope this keeps going next year and the next year, and we're able to talk about the 10th anniversary of this kind of thing. But thank you for coming in.
Thank you. We hope so, too.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was Daniel Goman, along with Danielle Giudice Wallace from the Artlands Creative, talking about REACH, an opportunity for 8 residencies for writers and artists creating and demonstrating environmentally focused community-based work. More at theartlands.org. And don't forget about the first Saturday of each month at the gallery in Redlands. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Danielle Giudice Wallace and Daniel Goman. Here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Adam Rainey Ruiz, Diego Munoz, and Sharina Wad. Many past shows can be found through iTunes, Spotify, NPR One, or many other podcast sites. And most past shows are kvcrnews.org/arts. Music beds and themes heard on KVC Arts, Behind Us Now, for example, composed and performed by Sean Longstreet. So thanks to Sean as well. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. Please support your public radio home, your source for this type of programming in and for this region. Whether it's a one-time gift or if you set up a sustaining membership of $5 or $10 or $15 or more per month, however you pledge, it still only takes between 2 and 3 minutes of your time. It's so quick and so easy. And again, your pledge of support, no matter the amount, truly makes a difference. Give anytime at kvcrnews.org/support. And again, thank you so much.